This is the closing market report for Monday afternoon. Mark Russo from RisPulse is down here to take a look at the weather forecast for the growing regions across the planet. We'd better start in South America again, begin with Argentina, and we'll work our way northward.
Yeah, with the pattern in Argentina, it's certainly becoming more active and thus more opportunities for rainfall to help improve some of the dryness here at this late stage of the growing season. Granted, a lot of summer crops are maturing, but still for the late developing soybeans, especially double crop soybeans, these rains will stabilize and maybe in a few cases a benefit. But with the pattern here upcoming, we saw one opportunity over this past weekend that helped to produce significant rainfall, especially in and around areas of Buenos Aires province. We will have two additional opportunities coming up over the next 2 weeks. Next opportunity is coming up this Friday and Saturday. Second one scheduled for March 30th and 31st. And with those opportunities, it was looked to produce significant rainfall totals across approximately half of the belt with a bias east. So bottom line is that from a macro perspective, there will be general contraction of the dryness over the next couple of weeks. Not enough to fully eliminate the dryness, but certainly enough to help improve things as we move from now into the early part of April.
Further north into the South American growing regions, what do you see?
Yeah, Brazil continues to be in good shape. The pattern over the next couple of weeks will be quite seasonal, and that still means daily rain development, especially in and around the center-west region. Southern Brazil will see rain activity via frontal passages, but overall the pattern's not active or heavy enough to produce any kind of significant delays in harvest progress for soybeans, or for that matter, transportation of the crops to ports.
Here in the United States, we're still concerned about the Southwest and some of the plains areas where they grow hard red winter wheat.
Yeah, the primary takeaway here is the significant precip event across the plains region, with much of that here occurring late yesterday and overnight. We did see significant precipitation amounts across Kansas. In some cases, this was the biggest 24-hour precip event in numerous months, in fact, going back to last fall. And as we go south of there, actually portions of the Oklahoma and Texas panhandle did miss out, but for the plains hard red winter wheat belt overall, about 65-70% of the hard red winter wheat belt received significant amounts. And from a pattern standpoint going forward, there will be some additional opportunities here going forward, and ultimately improving things, maybe not fully eliminating the dryness, but certainly the southern plains will be better off here, or are better off now compared to what they just were in.
What are conditions in the spring wheat growing regions?
Sure, Todd. Yeah, the northern plains is in still kind of full winter mode there. We have extensive snow cover and snow depth across the northern plains, including the Dakotas, Minnesota, Montana, and even up into the southern Canadian prairies. And more snow is on the way. This active pattern that we're seeing actually across the U.S. does extend into southern Canada. And with cool weather still flowing into the northern U.S., that is helping to produce a more significant snow. And so as we go into the early part of April, that area will continue to be cold biased. And that is something to keep an eye on here, is that will limit any kind of early fieldwork preparation across that region.
Mark Russo is with RisPulse. I'm Todd Gleason.